Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here we go. This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Dawson.
I'm Sam Delaney.
Good morning, Sam. How are you doing?
All right. We were just talking before we came on air. I've got to say this now before I forget, about how Andy and I are often empire building, as you'll have noticed.
Yeah.
Schemes, projects. We're often looking at several financial quarters ahead, aren't we, on our spreadsheets that we pour over.
Various income streams, yeah.
Monetizing both horizontals and verticals and diagonals in certain
cases. In between,
cases.
Of course, yeah.
So, with that in mind, before we came on air, we were talking about the possibility of making, manufacturing some results bot ventriloquist dummies using shoeboxes and tinfoil. And that reminded me that I'd made an awesome robot with my son a while ago. And I looked around where we're sat, because often, you know, the crap that you make, let's be honest, the crap you have to make with your kids is often sitting around the shelf. I think my fucking robot got chucked. I don't know who by, but I'm going to get to the bottom of it. But what I can see on the shelf is a fucking sensational space rocket that I made with him a while ago.
Right.
That I really... You start and you're a bit half-eyed, fucking hell, I've got to make a rocket. And then by the end, you're like, fucking hell, I'm so into making this rocket. And I'm going to take a picture of myself holding it, and I would like to know from other cunters out there, what school project have you reluctantly agreed to help your kid with before totally fucking taking it over and turning it into something way beyond what a child could ever achieve? And... it's almost become one of your own favourite ever personal achievements. But you can't talk about it too much because then people will know that you helped your kid too much. See what I mean? There's a neater way of asking for that, but I think people know the type of content I'm looking for. Just take a fucking picture of it and send it in.
What is your space rocket made out of, Sam?
Well, it's a long sort of... poster tube that I probably ordered a poster off of eBay in. Not the biggest sort that you used to make into bongs when you were a kid.
Yep.
But more of a medium-sized tube. And then I've wrapped it in paper and tin foil. And then I made... do you know what? This is really boring for a listener, but I'm going to get it and show it to you just so live people can hear your reaction.
Okay.
And wait there.
I'll play some music. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, he's back.
What I'd really like is the music from 2001 A Space Odyssey to be playing now.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
Boom.
Oh.
Boom.
Whoa.
Boom, boom, boom. There's the name of the rocket, Delaney One.
Yeah. It's
look,
it's quite
and
a long
for the piece of resistance. Fucking flames coming out the bottom.
Yeah, it's good that.
And GB Space Project. This is post Brexit space program.
Right.
I've drawn a Union Jack on it.
Yep.
Because I'm hoping.
It's not as elaborate as I thought it would be. You sold it a bit
off.
Better than it's all right. I mean, I thought it would have like maybe some fins on it or something or.
That
wings.
It's one of these rockets, mate, that goes upwards.
Just goes
it's
straight
not like,
up.
It's not like the Challenger.
It's like a big firework, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, that's true. It is like a big firework.
Oh, well, never mind. Right, yeah, if you've done anything, he'll tweet the picture of this out later on. You can all look at it and be as underwhelmed as I just was. But, send in your own efforts.
It's fucking brilliant. Let's see what you've fucking done.
Well, I tend not to try too hard because I kind of stand those parents who've clearly fucking took over and made the thing themselves.
Yeah, it's cunty. Yeah. I don't think this was actually for school, though. I think this was just like, he said, let's make a rocket. And he it was a side hustle. And he started, he made his own rocket. And then I just, or I think basically he started making this. I got so into making this one that he basically thought, fuck that, I'm going to make a separate one. He's taken over that.
Yeah. It was research and development. He probably got he probably gone out digging and you just did it yourself.
Yeah, he's gone out digging out back. We'll be in Florida before you know it. And that's when the real big bucks start fucking flying in. Because if I successfully dig a tunnel with my son's help and I fulfil my lifelong dream of having a tunnel all the way from West London to Disney World, imagine the money I'll make out of charging local kids and their parents to ride in my tunnel.
Well, exactly. I mean, you're kind of like a miniature Elon Musk because he's doing that with the tunnels and the pipes and everything.
He'll have to be on the side because there's probably... I won't have got all the safety certificates, and so fuck that. Mm. I'm not. The moment you start getting the authorities involved is the moment the whole fucking thing gets too complicated and you give up on it. So I'm just doing it under the radar, which means that people will have to pay me cash, and I'll be like, what's his name? Which one's the spiv out of Dad's Army?
Private Walker.
I'll be like Private Walker. Just stood all shifty out the back, smoking a fag, taking cash off people. Like the sort of bloke who'd sell fanny powder down the docks.
Definitely.
That kind of caper.
Yeah.
I tell you what, get in there, you'll be in Florida in under an hour. And as a special introductory offer, in case you get bored on where, is a little bag of fanny powder that each one of our first 100 customers is getting. So that you can sort of diet, you can lick a bit of that when you're on the way. Just dab a bit. Dab a bit on your gums.
It'll make it all go faster. You'll be there before you know it. Fucking helps with emotion sickness. Get it down, yeah.
Did you read about insects becoming extinct?
This is quite worrying because I watched the thing a couple of years ago that said we were all going to be fucking eating insects in a few years.
Right.
We'll all be eating locusts and shit like that instead of meat because they're full of protein. Now they're all vanishing.
So now what are we left with?
We're fucked.
Yeah, we're fucked.
Pretty much.
I was fucking shitting it when I woke up and read that. Yes, I think it was this yesterday morning.
Yeah.
Headline in The Guardian. Insects fucked. I think that's what it said. And I was like, fucking hell.
Insects.
Kids, gather round. Get in here now, kids. I've got some very bad news to tell you. Sit down.
About your future.
It's about the future of this planet you live on. There will be no insects. They're all dying. When? Really soon. Like by the end of the year, they'll all be gone. All of them.
How did the kids take that?
They were crying and crying and crying. Nah.
See, the plan was... You see, kids, the plan was, when I'm dead, you'll still be here, and you'll have to eat insects because all the meat will be gone. But now the fucking insects are gone as well. So you two, you're fucked.
You're going to have to eat 30. Each other. Now, which one of you is going to eat the other? Because there can only be one winner in a situation like that.
Decide now!
Be a good film, that, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Like two siblings forced, like trapped somewhere, trapped in a meatless world.
Trapped in a tube between West London and Florida.
Yes. Run out of all the insects they took with them to eat. And they're forced. It's like Sophie's Choice.
Yeah.
Mixed with, there was another film about some blokes up a mountain who ate each other. I can't remember what it's called. I think it was called Alive or something.
That was it, yeah. Plane crash thing, wasn't it?
But it's nice because it's got that Sophie's Choice sort of slightly more philosophical kind of vibe to it.
Because family,
like,
isn't it?
Brother and sister, which one will eat the other? And I would definitely have a bit, even though I see this is quite art house in its execution, I would definitely have a bit, which is one of my favourite bits you can do in any film or TV show, where one of them is looking at the other one. The other one's talking and being all emotional and like, you know, what are we going to do? Maybe we should just die together. What would our parents want us to do? And it's all tearful. And while one of them, probably the girl one, is delivering this monologue, we cut to the boy. And then he starts licking his lips and he looks at her. And as she talks, she turns into a giant piece of ham, you know, all dripping with fat and
like
juices.
In the cartoons,
yeah
it turns into chops.
Yeah, some lovely fucking pork chops. And that would make you know, a film that is essentially a contemplation of the human condition and our mortality and the moral constructs that we allow ourselves to be governed by, it also lends a bit of fun. Yeah. Lends a bit of fun to all of it as well, which you do need.
Well, it would be about the nature of greed, wouldn't it? And it would work on lots of different levels. Greed.
Oi, that's what we could call it, the nature of greed.
Yeah. In a pipe. Get David Lynch to direct it, and then you could have the pipe could then be like steam powered because he likes putting steam in his films.
Is that David Lynch? Right. Have you got 5 minutes? It won't take long.
Have you got a pen?
Write this down. I've got your next big fucking film. Listen to this, right? Two kids, they've dug a fucking tunnel from Florida. No, from West London, right? Do you know it? Yeah. From there to Florida, you know, where Disney World is. You probably live near that, so you know that, but you've got it covered. Right. So they've got in the tunnel. They're fucking made up excited about getting there, you know, seeing Mickey Mouse going on all rides and that. However, the fucking tunnel breaks. I don't know how. We haven't covered that bit yet, but they get stuck in the tunnel midway under the sea on their own. They've got a few snacks with them, you know, locusts and that, but they run out dead quick. Are you still there? Yes, I'm still here. Good. Right. Now it gets to the third act, right? They realise that one of them's going to eat the other, but they can't decide which way around it's going to be. And then for the whole third act, you know, one of them's picturing the other one as a pair of pork chops, like, you know, like in the cartoons. Oh, yeah, sure, I like those bits in the car. Of course you do, every fucking cunt does. They're the best bits. Stop interrupting. Anyway, I haven't finished yet. Anyway, they've been given some fanny powder, right? So that kind of keeps them going for a little bit more. Do you know what fanny powder is, Mr. Lynch? I think anyway, don't matter. Because I'll explain that. We're not doing all the details at the moment. We're filling the gaps as we go along. Now, are you in or aren't you? I won't tell you what happens in the end. It'll fucking ruin it.
We haven't actually managed to raise any of the money for it yet, but that's your department.
Yeah, we figure you know a few fellas with a few quid out there in the States, like.
You're
so
the
you
expert.
Get onto that now, right? Now, it's called, you probably want to know what it's called. It's called, and this is non-negotiable, it's called The Nature of Greed. And that's a deal breaker. We're not fucking budging on the title. We've talked about this. We are willing to budge on every other element of the script. As long as we still get full credit for it, see?
It could bring in a hot air balloon instead of a tunnel if that's what you want to do. It's fine.
They don't even have to eat each other.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, look, it could be about anything. I don't know. One of them films about the Holocaust. I couldn't care less. We have to, me and my mate, right, Andy... no, you don't need to know his surname at the moment. Let's just call him Andy, right? We want our names big on the poster. Sam and Andy, The Nature of Greed, directed by David Lynch.
And the poster needs to be one of them big ones that you can put in a cardboard tube big enough to make a space rocket out of.
Real big, you know. You don't need to fucking know about that. Just make sure you get it sent over to me in a tube. Sharpish, too. Let's just say, Mr. Lynch, I need some cardboard tubes and fucking pronto.
This is the best way to get some.
This is strong. This is a strong pitch. It's one of our strongest yet.
This feels like one of our best ones so far, I think, yeah.
Jalapeño.
Are you a member of the Iron Filing Society yet? If not, why not? Tell us what it is, Sam.
You subscribe and you get extra episodes of Top Flight Time Machine, special ones. The moment we are doing a deep dive into Roy Keane's first autobiography. Regular listeners will have heard our deep dive series into the second volume of that earlier in the year, last year. Now we're doing the first one. It's great. We release them every week. You can only get these exclusively if you subscribe via Patreon.
Yeah, it's patreon.com/topflighttimemachine. It's £3 plus VAT per month. You'll also get the Kevin Keegan deep dive episodes that we do 1 week in advance of the general public. The Great Unwashed do not pay and do not contribute. They contribute nothing. They are leeches. They are scum. Do not be like them.
And the good thing is, once you've done it, it gives you a real sense of empowerment and superiority. So you can walk around the streets looking at other fuckers with their headphones in, probably listening to the free versions of Top Right Time Machine, and you can think to yourself, you fucking peasants.
So that's the Iron Filing Society.
Scum!
And it's £3 plus VAT per month. Patreon.com/Top Flight Time Machine. More information at our Twitter, which is at TF Time Machine. Get involved!
Jalapeño.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeño.
Right, so did you go to the football at the weekend?
No, we were away. So we were away at Oxford because
I wasn't
allowed to go. Well, it was the usual thing. We took the lead and then we didn't capitalise on it and build on it and finish the game off. And then Oxford inevitably equalised with 5 minutes to go. So
you need to know how to kill a game off, don't you?
We can't do that. We can't do that. But in our defence, we've got 3 home games coming up in 7 days, starting tomorrow night. We've got Blackpool tomorrow night, Accrington Stanley on Friday night, and then some other cunts next Tuesday night. I don't know who it is.
Some other cunts, United.
Yeah, and I think if we can win all of them, and we've signed Will Grigg from Wigan, he starts scoring, he'll get 5 or 6.
I've heard of him.
You've heard of him?
Yeah.
He's got the song, you know, Will Grigg's on fire. Will Grigg's on fire.
That's it. Your that's defense what I've is heard terrified.
And we've had to pay an extra £1 million for him because he comes with a song. You have to pay £3 million for the player and then £1 million for the song as well. So
fair enough.
Big deal. He'll start scoring 5 or 6, I think, in these next 3 games. And then we'll just be rocketing, like your rocket or like your tunnel under the ground. We'll be rocketing all the way to the championship. Which, incidentally, can I just say the championship is currently pissing all over the Premier League.
Yeah, some good teams. Well, mainly because of Bielsa, but also because of other things.
Not just because of that. I mean, did you see there was Aston Villa, Sheffield United on Friday night, and Sheffield United were 3-0 up. It was 10 minutes to go, I think, and Villa pulled it back 3-3. Incredible scenes. And then we had...
QPR Birmingham.
QPR Birmingham, yeah, 4-3 at Birmingham. Last-minute penalty saved by Lee Camp, who Sunderland had last season, and was... easily the worst goalkeeper I've ever seen in my life.
Was that for QPR to equalise 4-4?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. So but they were 4-0 down, right? They were 4-0 down at home. They pulled it back to 4-3 and then missed the penalty. I mean, that is fucking heartbreaking.
I mean, I'm assuming the penalty just hit Lee Camp in the face because I can't imagine he would have ever been able to save one. I watched some of Norwich versus Ipswich yesterday. There was a brilliant fight just before half-time. Paul Lambert got red carded. He was livid. He had a copper holding him back and everything. It was brilliant.
Brilliant.
Fantastic stuff. So that's where it's at. The championship's where it's at.
But yeah, then you've got Frank Lampard in the middle of it, wetting his pants over it all. Wait a minute, you're not allowed to do fighting.
Yeah.
Did you say the Ipswich Norwich game? They were fighting each other. Fighting's not allowed, I tell sir.
I'm taking all their names and we're going to get on the phone to the Football League and get them all sanctioned.
I really rather think it would be better if you just promoted us now because all the other teams are so ghastly. They're a real bunch of rotters.
I think it's time that you introduce some kind of fair play promotion place. I mean, admittedly, the best footballing team should go into the Premier League, but also the ones who dress the smartest and behave the best, they should go up as well, set an example.
And have the neatest hair and shiniest shoes.
And they all stand in a straight line before the kickoff and shake hands with one another.
Nice straight bats.
Yes. Tallest to shortest in order.
Fucking hell, yeah. So they've got him, Bielsa, Paul Lambert kicking off all over the place.
And I've just been looking at the table, and obviously you've got the playoffs in the Championship, and there's easily 13 teams that could still get promoted.
I know.
Not all of
them. Extraordinary.
But, you know, from first to 13th.
They could go on a run. That's the thing. Yeah, you look at it and you do the calculations. You think that team need. They could leave it late and just get three wins in a row in fucking April. And they're in. And West Ham did that once. We were like, we'd all but given up, to the extent that I'd actually booked my fucking honeymoon for the day of the playoff final. But my missus was like, I've checked, and this trip that we're booking, I looked at West Ham's fixtures, you're going to get playoff final. I went, don't fucking worry about that. Don't you worry your pretty little nugget about that. I've been at West Ham every fucking home game this season, and we are fucking dog shit, love. And I gave the old speech, didn't care. I was going, we are fucking shit. We're never going to get into the fucking playoffs in the first place. We're shit. And if we get into them, let me fucking tell you something. We're never going to fucking get into the fucking final. And if we do get to the final, we'll get fucking hammered anyway. We're that shit.
Yeah. What happened?
So we got to the final. And then it was I think 2 days after my wedding. We went on honeymoon. When we got to the destination, I got it straight on the box. And we won. And all my mates were there having a fucking awesome time.
And you booked the flight back 6 months late by mistake.
Yeah, we were fucking stuck out there. I missed the old first half of the Premier League return season as well.
Right, we'll take a little break there and we'll come back. Right, we're back. You were at Fulham versus Manchester United on Saturday, is that right?
Yeah.
How was that? Was it nice? That. Did you have a nice time?
It was nice. Yeah, we had a good time. We walked. I walked all the way there and all the way back. I haven't done that to a football game, I don't think, in my life.
How far is that,
then? That was interesting.
How far a walk is that?
It was about, I reckon it's about a mile and a half each way, maybe 2 miles each way, I think.
Wow, that's not really that far than a walk, is it, for a human man?
No. I mean, look, I walk a lot. I did a lot of walking by the river, actually, this weekend, as it happens. I did that. Then I went running. And then I walked to my mum's on my own by the river as well. So I've spent a lot of time next to running water. And it really does make you think about life, Andy.
We're contemplating
you look at the
stuff,
river going along its fucking merry way.
Yeah.
And it just keeps on rolling, mate.
It does, doesn't it? And that's all you can
do. It just keeps fucking flowing gently. It's seen the lot. I look at the River Thames and I think, fuck me, you've seen the lot. They used to have bears, didn't they have bears and lions fighting each other not that long ago in Elizabethan times. Prozzies, like loads of syringes and old condoms.
Yeah.
That period in the 80s where everyone had metal detectors and was just going up and down the banks of it looking for old, like, Nazi gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've seen everything and it doesn't give a fuck. It just keeps going, just like the trees.
It doesn't pack it in because it's got a bad head.
Exactly.
One or two fucking bits of circumstance have gone against it. It doesn't fucking knock it all on the head, does it?
Yeah, it doesn't go, fuck this, we're stopping. Yeah. We're going to stop dead and then we're going to dry up. Fuck that. Keeps going. Wherever it's going, I don't know where it ends up. The sea, I imagine.
That's why rivers are better than us.
Yes, but there's a lot you can learn from a river. And so that is my review of Fulham Manchester United.
Very good.
Saw a bit of river on the way there. It was flowing along nicely. The game finished. I left, walked back along the river. It was still flowing along nicely. I assumed the river, that part of the river, is a big Fulham fan.
Yeah.
And Fulham got absolutely fucking annihilated. But did it fucking cry and start smashing the place up?
No.
Right? Did it want to have a fight with the United fans? No, and if it had done, by the way, it would have won because a river...
You can't fight a river.
Especially the currents in the Thames. It's a particularly dangerous river. No, it didn't do any of those things. It was gutted. I'm sure it would have been gutted because Fulham were... I mean, it was a walk in the park for United. It was a stroll, right? The river didn't care, just kept going.
Well, it could have done. It could have, like, saw a group of United fans by the banks of its river... Mm. And it could have raised up its levels and sucked them in.
Yeah.
Killed them.
Yeah.
But it didn't.
Ah, behold, it is I, Old Mother Thames. Oh, fucking hell, it's come on top here. The fucking river. Run for it, lads.
Fucking river's kicking off.
Fucking stand. Fuck it. We're the fucking Red Army. I'm not going to run away from a Cockney fucking river. Come on then, you Cockney cunt. Ah! Fools, don't you realise that the power of the river cannot be conquered by your foolish manc hands and fists? Oh, you fucking cunt. You Cockney cunt.
And that was the last we saw of him. It could have done that, but the river is not so childish as to get involved in that sort of carry-on.
Another reason why rivers are better than humans.
Yeah, they can't be bothered engaging in mindless violence.
I'm just writing down here, side project, 13-part podcast series, why rivers are better than humans.
Fucking great.
And I think we could visit some of the best rivers in the land abroad.
Presumably you think the Weir is a really good river.
It's a brilliant river. It's a brilliant river.
What's the best things about it?
Well, it goes out into the sea, like you've just said there. It's got a really wide mouth. It's got some fantastic bridges. They've just built a new bridge over it, which gets me from my house to KFC. It's knocked about 20 minutes off me KFC time.
Was that part of the thinking about the bridge, you think? Because you're quite an influential figure in Sunderland.
I was involved in the development of the plans, so that was my contribution towards it. Once you get further upstream between Sunderland and Durham, there's a bit that's like really kind of narrow and almost just like a stream.
Mm.
But then when you get up to Durham, it's a big wide river again with raging torrents and tides and all that sort of thing. So
what I find interesting,
bit of everything.
What I find interesting about the Weir, and I don't quite understand it, is that like if you live in London or the southeast, the Thames fucking owns it. It's the daddy. It's the only fucking river going, apart from a few fucking piddling ones who haven't even got the right to call themselves rivers, right? Up where you are, you've got the Weir, which you're obviously very passionate about.
Yeah.
Fucking right next to the Tyne and the Tees.
Yeah, not right next to, but fairly near, yeah.
So there must be...
distance, yeah.
A lot of fucking, like, beef about these... between these three rivers.
Well, I think there is. I think there is, because what happens is that some of the Tyne goes out into the North Sea, and then some of the Weir goes out into the North Sea. And
they get mixed up a little bit.
Yeah, there's a bit of frisk. They have a bit of
a dust
up.
That's like when home and away fans, the police haven't planned it properly. The home fans and the away fans both get funneled out of their gates, and there's a little bit at the station.
Yeah.
It used to always happen at West Ham Chelsea at Stamford Bridge, where the two streams of fans meet just before Fulham Broadway Station.
Yeah.
And sometimes hell breaks loose.
That's what happens.
You know, the
usually...
Chelsea fans start flowing for catcher and olives everywhere and it gets ugly.
Yeah.
That is what happens with the Weir and the Tyne.
Yeah, the Tyne comes out at the sea, takes a right. The Weir comes out into the sea, takes a left. And they usually meet up about South Shields.
And then there's all the verbals. Yeah, what the fuck do you think you're fucking doing? Yeah. This is my patch.
Yeah,
this is my bit of the sea to go into, you canny cunt.
Bit of pushing, bit of shoving. And then it turns into loads of waves.
Fuck off. I'll fucking splash all over you. Ah, you daft bastard. What do I care? I'm water anyway. I don't fuck you. Splash all you fucking want, mate. Imagine if they rose up like we imagine the Thames might. It is I, the Weir.
It is me, the Weir. And I'm on my way up to fuck over the Tyne. And the Tyne goes, fucking right, I'll fucking see you halfway then. Come on. How are you?
Hold on, what's that? Oh, it's the fucking Tees. What the fuck do you want, you cunt? You stay out of it you know what's
up.
Best.
I'm tooled up and I'm having a bit. Fucking
yeah,
hell.
Rivers are great. Anyone want to fucking tell us about their local river and why they reckon it's best? Then you know how to get in touch. Yeah, when I was running by the river yesterday, I decided to listen to Bob Mortimer's Desert Island Discs.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It was very good.
I
noticed
National treasure.
A lot of parallels between Bob Mortimer and me. One, he's the youngest of four sons.
Right.
Two,
He went to Sussex University. I did not know that. So did I. 3, he does a podcast with Andy Dawson.
True.
I imagined at one point he would get on to talking about Top Flight Time Machine. He didn't.
No.
But he did mention Atletico Mintz. And I'm running along listening to this and he goes, yeah, my life changed after I had my heart procedure. It made me think about all the things that I wanted to do but hadn't done. Mm. And so I changed the way I live my life. And she goes, Lauren Navarone goes, like what? Like what?
You can't.
I like her new style on Desert Island.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Name
fucking
five.
Like what? That's fucking bullshit, mate. Name fucking five bullshit now. Alert. What the fuck have you done? You carried on living the same stupid fucking life you were living before. And he's gone, no, actually, Lauren, no, I really like football and Vic doesn't like it, so I decided to do the podcast Atletico Mintz. Pointedly, he did not mention you.
Yeah.
Maybe he did and they cut it out with this twat I met on Twitter called Andy Dawson. Like, he does another podcast called Top Flight Time Machine, which is a bit better, if anything. No, but do you know what I thought?
What?
When he said it, do you know, and I said, as you know, I talk to myself a great deal. I went, Dawson, fucking entertainment vulture, swooping in on a man who had had a near-death experience to exploit it.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's what you've done. You picked up your morning paper. Bob Mortimer nearly dies of heart thing.
Yeah.
You thought, aye.
Jumping on the train.
Aye. Spot an opportunity here. The fucker will be thinking, this is my last chance to do anything about football. There's no way Reeves is going to fucking do that with him. He hasn't got the first clue about football. Fucking get on to old Mortimer. That's that's what I thought. And that's what everyone listening thought as well.
That's exactly how it went. And I offered him the chance to do a podcast because I said it's just dead easy. All you got to do is sit and talk for half an hour. It'll be good for your recovery.
Is that Bob Mortimer? Yeah, it's Andy here. Look, do you know what a podcast is?
No, good. I'll worry about that.
Now, I hear you had a brush with the Reaper. That's horrible, yeah. Now, you'll probably be wanting to get your affairs in order, won't you? No, it was good, though. It was a good one. Anyway, I just thought I'd say that I said out loud whilst Dawson. Running by the river, Dawson, what a vulture. I don't know if anyone heard. They would have found it strange.
Another example of you having a conversation with the elements after you apologised to a tree the other week. Right, I tell you what, that's all we've got time for this one, but we're going to be back tomorrow with another roundup of the mailbag from the Cunters. Before we go, I should point out that we've got the Predictions League at the weekend, and everyone got 5 points, so fucking no change there.
Oh, okay, yeah, that literally no update, nothing to discuss, really.
Yeah, the only one to get a proper result correct was Watford 1, Everton 0 result spot.
How's that about that, you flesh-faced goons?
But me and you, Sam, we got every, not scoreline, but every outcome.
Result,
correct.
Outcome, yeah. Correct. Fucking
so,
hell.
Good for us.
Well done us, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's about it. So keep listening, keep contributing at topflighttimemachine@gmail.com or on the Twitter at @TFTimeMachine. And like the River Thames, we'll just keep rolling on.
Quite right.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.